Good morning, 8:11 a.m. on February the 28th, the last day of February. I got the manuscript done yesterday. It was pretty late by the time I got it actually cleaned up. And 17 minutes on the first half, good. Yeah, I got the manuscript cleaned up. I went through, found a couple loose pieces this morning, and I'm going to try to get the walk in and get a shower, and then I've got to go over to the school and pick up the kids' assignments, and we're going down to have lunch with her today. Oh, that just occurred to me. We need to be there at noon. So that means I have to leave earlier than I thought I was going to. To be there at 12. Okay. Yeah, that should be right. Okay. It's gonna be a shorter morning than I thought, because I was thinking we didn't have to be there till 1, we have to be there at noon. Which means I go to the school and pick up our assignments at 10 and then head south, I guess. It's actually not a bad morning. I haven't even put my gloves on this morning. It's about 40 degrees. Sun is out. It's not very windy. It is cold. It's a little chilly. My fingers are cold, but not cold enough, obviously, for me to put my gloves on. Good, I lost GPS, I didn't realize. Oh well, probably screw up the timing. Doesn't matter. I'm walking, I'm talking. So, I'm so foggy, I don't remember what I've said so far, and it's only been like 5 minutes. We met with the medical team yesterday. We think she's coming home Monday. going to want to get back to school as soon as possible because the play is a few days away now. I think it's second week in March. Dress rehearsals will be early part of not next week, but the week after, I believe. I should check the calendar and make sure.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So another 130-mile round trip today. Another one tomorrow. Another one on Sunday, and then with any luck, the last one Monday afternoon. And then we start probably the harder at home care. So, yeah. It's rather lovely out at the moment. It'll be another sunglasses day going down. We had quite bright sun when we first started out yesterday, and then it clouded all over. It was looking rather nasty. I suspect it snowed in the mountains. There was some sort of precipitation falling up there. It's the main route down to Denver runs parallel to the Rockies, and so we have the panoramic view of the Front Range. A couple of 14 peaks. A 14er is a 14,000 foot peak. I haven't personally been up a 14er, but we have driven the length of Trail Ridge Road, which is the highest continuously paved highway in the U.S., if not in North America. It has several stretches that are in excess of 12,000 feet. So we've been up there driving around. I climbed Gray Rocks, which is around 10 or 12,000, I forget now. It's a nice day climb, but it was a struggle. You don't really realize the difference in oxygen that much at 4,000 feet. Then you go up to 8,000 feet and 12,000 feet. And as long as you're not doing much, it's pretty low key. It's not that big a deal. But as soon as you start to try to do anything like walk, climb a mountain, it's like take two steps, pant, 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 take two steps, pant, pant, pant. Because there's just that much less air up there. It's a little odd to think that water doesn't boil here at 212. At my house, it doesn't boil at 212. My house, it boils at like 205, 206. So you can't actually get water that is boiling hot. You can just get water to boil, and the reduced pressure because of the atmosphere means that the steam bunkpole, the liquid form of water sublimates to steam. I guess sublimate is the wrong term. Converts to steam. 5 to 6 degrees Fahrenheit lower than 212. A lot of it depends on the day. Particularly low barometric pressure can be as low as 204. But I suspect at elevation up at 14,000, I don't know what it would boil at. Probably around something closer to 200, maybe even closer to 190. Well, closer to 200 would by de facto be closer to 190 than it is here, but it's not something that I normally think about. It's not something that I normally factor into any kind of consideration. It's like, oh yeah, well, boiling water, 212. Well, except here it doesn't really boil at 212. At sea level it boils at 212. In Greeley, Colorado, it boils at 206. And the higher you go up, the lower, faster the temperature, the boiling point, gets. So it's odd, it's strange, it's one of those, oh, this place is not like every other place I've ever lived. Now, I wonder if I can get this book formatted by the time I go to bed tonight. Let's see, we have our visit from 12 to 1. It'll be 2:30 before we get back. That'll give me 6 or 8 hours to get this book formatted correctly. This should be enough time. The EPUB goes really quickly now that I've got a couple of tools that I use pretty extensively. I've already got a debugged style sheet, so I know the style sheet works, and I know the style sheet is valid because it's been validated by the other books. I've got a workflow in Sigil that lets me run a big HTML file into Sigil and then tag it for the various chapter breaks. Then I have to move it over to my Linux machine to convert it to LaTeX and then take the LaTeX back to my Windows box, because that's where I've got the prototype set up in Lix, which allows me to just import the core. Of course, I don't need to do the text part today. All I need to do the EPUB and the Kindle. And then I can upload to Kindle tonight, press the button, and with any luck at all, it'll be available March 1st, which is my goal. Now, given that the last book I published took about 45 minutes to become available. You know, if I fall asleep, it's not going to be a big deal as long as I get up early and finish it up, get it posted. So that's the goal anyway. And all of you who are listening to this now have information that nobody else has, because I've been very protective of where I am and what I'm doing. Yesterday was a good day. I got some work done in the morning. I got some more work done when we got back in the afternoon. The day before was kind of a blown off day. I got a few pages done, but nothing significant. That was a red day all around. I don't think I didn't walk, and I didn't do more than maybe a half a dozen pages of edits. It was just too distracted a day. Being up until 1:30 and then getting up at 7. Wasn't a good day. But yesterday was a better day. Today, with any luck, today will be a better day than that. The kid is adapting to hospital life. The medical staff was a bit surprised that her mood had, or her outlook had changed so radically in 24 hours. They hadn't seen her yet. And I think part of it is that they told her, well, the average stay is 7 to 10 days. She was looking at 10 days being worst case, which meant she was going to not only miss the concert that she missed on Wednesday, but she's going to miss her opportunity on the stage for Fiddler. And so she was quite distressed. So when it was only an extra 3 days, because 3 days was what they told us, so it was only an extra 3 days, and it was over the weekend, and there are some activities over the weekend that I think she's looking forward to, actually. So she's okay. She's doing better. She's doing a lot better. I talked to her this morning. She needs clean t-shirts. All right, Endomondo. Do I have a 2-mile mark, or is it totally screwed up? Oh, there it is. 18 and a half on the backside. That's not too bad. I'm walking, I'm talking. I'm getting my exercise and bleeding off some of the stress, so it's really all that matters. So on that note, I'll sign off, because tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.